You're listening to the Uniquely Beautiful Stories podcast, and I'm your host, Heather McAneer. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly believe every one of us has a uniquely beautiful story written day by day as we live our lives. My hope and prayer is that you will be encouraged by the stories and content on this show, and you will go out and fully live your own uniquely beautiful story. Our podcast is brought to you by Cedar Creek Dental Associates. If you live near Oklahoma City and you're looking for exceptional dental care, be sure to check out their website at okcsmile.com. I promise you'll find an amazing staff, a gorgeous office, and most importantly, excellent dental care to keep you smiling for years to come. Our background music is brought to you by the talented and beautiful Claire Westbrook. Thank you, Claire, for sharing your music. And please, listeners, be sure to check out all her other work at SoundCloud, Spotify, or Apple Music. Also, if this podcast has been an encouragement to you, it would mean the world to us if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share an episode with a friend so that others will be encouraged by these uniquely beautiful stories. Hope you enjoy the show. Friends, welcome back to the Uniquely Beautiful Stories podcast. I'm your host, Heather McAneer, and I'm so glad you're tuning in. I want to thank you for joining us here each week as we bring you beautiful stories of redemption and hope. And today, you're listening to episode 47, and this is my dear friend, Lauren Elaine Hunt. Lauren Elaine has been married to her sweetheart, Matt, for almost 9 years, and she's got two of the cutest little babes you've ever seen, Ellie and Noah. Ellie is 7, Noah is 6. And she's been a studio owner of a dance studio for 10 years. In fact, she was nominated last year in the arts category for the 30 Under 30 Award. And so, as you can tell, she's been super busy doing a lot of things. She's only 31 years old, and she's done all these things. But most importantly, Lauren Elaine is just a longtime friend of our family. I've literally watched her grow up and have watched all these exciting things happen in her life. And so I'm super excited to share with you guys her uniquely beautiful story. I think you're going to be encouraged. Welcome, Lauren Elaine.
Hi, Heather. What an exciting day. You know, I've supported your podcast for, gosh, so many episodes, and every single one, I just reflect and think, wow, what a powerful story. And
thank
so
you.
I'm humbled to be on today's podcast, and I'm excited to share mine.
My story. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't even know if I've ever told you this, but I like vividly remember the first time I met you.
Oh my God. Was I in high school? Were
no,
you?
You were littler.
Okay. I was younger?
Yes. So I was at Falls Creek. I wasn't even married to Garrick yet. We were dating.
Oh my gosh.
And I worked at the church in the youth ministry. So I was at Falls Creek as one of our sponsors.
Yes.
And your family, I think, had just come down for the day. I think your dad was
yes.
just coming for the service. Your mom was pregnant with Emily Rose.
No way.
Yes. And I remember this cutest family. Y'all were on a golf cart, and it was you and your three older, you know, the older four.
Yes.
And then Emily Rose was in your mom's belly.
Oh my goodness.
And I ended up sitting with them at dinner. And honestly, like, that conversation with your parents about your homeschool life
yes.
and just your family life planted a seed in my mind at
I
homeschool.
I love that so much.
I came home and shared it with Garrick. We were dating. We were about to get engaged. We got engaged that summer.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, a couple months later, but I freaked him out just a bit.
Yes.
He was like, wait, what?
I met this family.
They were the neatest family, and they're, you know, they're
so
all so sweet.
So,
I remember you. You're the oldest of the pack.
Yes,
you know,
I'm the oldest
on the golf cart with those kids.
So fun.
And then we really connected, like you said, in high school. I mean,
yeah.
you babysat all
yes,
my children.
All your kids. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, I think that you were my first, because you would come and pick me up.
Yes, I
couldn't even drive. So I bet it was more middle school.
Oh,
you know, because I couldn't drive. So,
you would give me breaks from my homeschool day.
Oh, for sure. Well, and I remember Maddie before you even had Lindley.
That's true.
Like, I remember just that one-on-one time with her and you guys transitioning to, you know.
She was 3 and a half when Lindley was born. I mean,
that is just insane.
That's how long we've known each other.
No, for real.
It's so
reflecting
fun.
It's
neat. I just, a previous episode that I just recorded, we were talking about how life goes in these cycles.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm picturing this right here. You know, like, I was able to kind of like pour into you when
you
were a teenager.
My gosh.
You know, we're in the
yes.
car, we're talking,
always.
But you're pouring into my kids babysitting.
I know.
And, you know,
I know,
it just goes back and forth. And then you've
for
been.
Sure.
Both of my daughters dance teachers, but really I think you've been the most influential with Lindley, because
yes.
I mean, you started teaching her dance
yes.
in my living room when she was 3 years old.
Okay, so on Facebook it has, you know, memories where you can look back, and
literally a photo popped up where I was teaching your girls and Emily and Sophia in your living room. Yes. I was like, wow.
It was so
the
cool.
The Mackineers have supported me, you guys, like 10 years, like of solid support through the ups and the so downs cool. and, you know, all the things.
It's been so neat. And even just thinking about that, like we had all been at a studio that
previously
that we just felt like it was time to go, and we were taking kind of a break from a like a formal studio, and you were doing the same and you have a heart to teach, so you were like, let's just do it in the living room.
I know.
I think it was the next year that you started teaching, you know, in church, different churches, and then you finally got your building. So let's jump in. Let's talk about your story. So like I said, I mean, in your adult life, you've been quite busy. I mean, in the past 10 years, you've gotten married, had two kids, opened a studio.
For sure.
Walk us through some of that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I actually was telling one of my clients in my lobby, I just recently had a birthday, just turned 31, and I was reflecting on my 20s, and I just was like, man, I really hope that my 30s are a little bit easier on me. My 20s, I just, I'm an 8 on the Enneagram, and so I'm very much of a go-getter. And so, you know, at a very young age, I believe that God just planted a seed and a calling in my life to really have a connection with children. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the oldest of 6 kids, and, you know, in many ways, I feel like I was the second mom. I think mm-hmm. my mom would laugh and giggle at that too, and say that, you know, there's just this heart connection that I've always had with kids. And mm-hmm. so I knew that that would be part of my future, mm-hmm. even at a young age. But when I was around 14, we transferred from another local studio to a classical studio when I was 12, and around 14 is when the director had told me that, you know, it was a very hard conversation. I'll never forget it, but she just sincerely looked into my eyes and said, you know, Lernalene, with your hip dysplasia, I just don't foresee you being able to pursue being a professional. I just don't foresee that. I know your sister will definitely go that route, and that's where her passion is, but I want to encourage you. And I will never forget her telling me that she sees me teaching someday. Hmm. And I'm so thankful that I had that conversation with her, because mm-hmm. I was able to transition from thinking and working hard to be a professional. But, okay, God, what do you have for me as mm-hmm. being a teacher? And so she kind of took me under her wing, and I feel like my assisting schedule was just as much as my training schedule, and I did that all through high school. And so I knew early on that is really the path that the Lord had me on to teach and, you know, hopefully own a studio someday. And so at the age of 19, I taught in local studios. And then when I was 21, I just was like, man, I really feel like I could do this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I grew up in an entrepreneur home. I'm a third generation entrepreneur in my family. And so I kind of just, it's in my blood. And so I knew that Chris Wall at the time was at Council Road, and he was my youth pastor growing up. And so I've always had a connection with him and, you know, pursuing our dreams and all the things. And I thought, you know, what if I started like just a little dance ministry at Council mm-hmm. Road? And so my home church, I know that's where you guys go and have been there for years. And, you know, looking back with I think I just sent him a Facebook message, and Chris was like, yeah, you know how happy-go-lucky he is. Come on in. let's meet. And so looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness, he probably just thought we were just going to meet up and, you know, move on. And I cannot believe he took my idea mm-hmm. and he took it to the right people that, you know, starting something like that. And so I did it for a year. It was the most amazing experience, being able to start and plant something at your own home church mm-hmm. where you grew up as a child, and they just, you know, support you and, you know, letting your wings fly. And so I did that for a year, and, you know, my clientele, my dance community of people that really knew me was in Edmond. Yeah. And so I knew that if I wanted to pursue this long term after that year under my belt, okay, I really do feel like I can do this. church in Edmond had contacted me, and so I started a dance ministry from the ground up and did that for about 4.5 years. And then I felt that the Lord was calling me to pursue a storefront, and so I started the storefront, and here we are. So I partner with a local yoga studio, which has been amazing because I've really been able to keep myself as an entrepreneur out of debt.
Yes.
I've been able to really pursue, honestly, God just putting people on my path, Heather, that see my vision and my passion and want to be able to support what God's trying to accomplish through me. And so, it's been a really amazing ride.
It's been so fun. And I'm like, because we've been your students at all those locations. So I'm picturing, you know, all the different places and how it's just neat how the Lord, even in those spaces, it was like your room in Council Road was, you know, just very modest and small, but it worked perfectly, you know, and then you moved and you had a little bit more space and could build it out. But then I feel like God was like firming in your mind, like what a studio could even look like.
For
sure.
Then
you get the storefront opportunity, and then you got to really go crazy with, you know, the space and 100%. All of that. And so it's just neat that He's given you the vision and the dream in your heart, but he doesn't just dump it all in your lap like all right at
for
once.
Sure.
Or you would have, I think, been super overwhelmed.
For sure. And I think every transition that I've had from Council Road to Henderson Hills and then, you know, Henderson Hills to the storefront, which partnered with Body Mind Yoga, you know, every end of those seasons, I was whiplashed with a shock. It wasn't something that I was anticipating, but with my strong personality, I've just realized through different seasons in life, that's kind of how God speaks to me. Mm. You know, I think, you know, not that I don't dream of the next thing or what the next thing could be, but God definitely shifted things and, you know, doors open and then doors close. And so, it's been amazing for sure. Mm.
Well, and I know as watching just alongside and being a supporter and a personal friend that some of your biggest victories and blessings have happened right at the same time as some of probably your hardest seasons.
Yes.
And I think I think that's really interesting how the Lord does that. In other conversations I've had, even on this podcast, we've seen that same theme, how God can be leading in such beautiful ways in one area, but yet something else is going on. And
for sure. Yeah. So, you know, when I started the studio at Council Road, I was on my own and I was just, man, I think we got had up to like 40 kids.
Yeah.
So cute. I'll never I mean, I still have 2 students that, you know, are still with us from the Council Road group. But so yeah, that first year I started, you know, by myself. And then my sister, you know, as young girls, we always, growing up together, had dreamed to have a ballet studio. And I always knew that she would go off and do her professional dancing and that I would probably, you know, teach locally and then someday eventually have the studio. And so after that first year, she actually was ready to come work alongside me. And so we had an amazing experience doing that together for 4.5 to 5 years. And really honestly didn't think that that would ever change. You know, we have always, even when on our duets together, any dances that we've ever done together growing up, it was just like we were in sync. And so that was kind of how I pictured our life. You know, I had this just almost fantasy of what know our life would be together. And anyway, so you know, things shifted. We got, both of us got married, we had our babies, and Olivia just really, you know, felt a shift in her calling and her passion. And so you know, I think in life we have things that just kind of hit us and then we're like, oh, wow, okay, the ground really is shifting. And so I would be lying too if I didn't say that there was some conflict and some hurt that, you know, was attached to that, and spent, you know, a couple of years trying to mend that relationship. And obviously today I'm one of her biggest fans, and she is partnering with a builder and does interior design. And it's so funny because as little girls, she would come in, you know, and redecorate our room. And I'd always be like, oh, wow, that looks amazing, Olivia. So it definitely, you know, her passion and her calling is definitely inside her too, that I'm one of her biggest fans and I love watching from afar. But during one of the, you know, that season and during that dark time, I will never forget. It was during our summer intensive and I get to the studio and actually I was putting on a princess dance camp and my best friend Kia was there helping me. When the moment I walked into that studio, she just looked at me straight in the face and she was like, okay, well, let's get planning. What's next? And that is a moment that I'll never forget because my dream was over. I felt like my dream couldn't go on without my sister. I didn't know what that would look like. I never envisioned it without her. And so I think that it's, you know, a moment of reflection on God's hand is on every aspect of our life, even our dreams, even our dreams. And, you know, I look at Kia and I'm just like, gosh, the studio's different.
Yeah.
Very different. But my goodness, the fruit that has come from that, you know, and as you can tell, it's still hard to talk about, but at the same time, I've seen so much beauty and so much just powerful moments that God has used to heal that part of my dream that just looks different. It's still there. The calling and the passion is still there, but it's just different. I'm thankful for God too, in that moment of me feeling somewhat abandoned, that He steps in and reminds me that I'm not. And so that for sure is a part of my story that I can't help but share because it's honestly one of the most powerful ways I've seen God come through.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for that, for sure.
Well, and it's so cool sitting on this side of it. And as you even can look back, and I appreciate your vulnerability because I think that's so good for us all to hear that just because God redeems a situation and shows up and is even moving you, even is behind it, it doesn't mean that we're immune to the feelings, like the pain or the, like, we're human. And so to acknowledge those and lean into those feelings is absolutely what we're supposed to do, you know. It's unhealthy to not.
For sure.
But at the same time, just in that example, I'm seeing God's hand in your life, in Kia's life, in Olivia's life.
For sure. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
None of you could have ever dreamed that. And yet, you know, we know now He was calling Kia to step into something bigger.
For
and
sure.
Become part of our studio. He was calling Olivia on to this, like you said,
amazing adventure.
That was even in her heart as a little girl.
For
and,
sure.
And dance. And
For
so
sure.
He allowed her to do both of those things.
For
and
sure.
Then, and then that your dream wasn't over.
Yes.
Changing. And gosh, change is so hard. I hate change.
Yes. Well, and you know, I think that it's also one of those things that, you know, I didn't have, sometimes when we feel rejected or abandoned, we have to sit and wait and see what the next thing is. And, you know, when Kia came alongside me, I mean, it's just been a confetti of fun. it's just been so fun. So.
And she brings such a different perspective.
She does.
And she was a Broadway girl, so she's got this, you know,
for sure.
It's just different.
It's just different. Yeah. And, you know, I can't really explain it. Like, Olivia, you know, is such an artist and feels her choreography and felt everything that she, you know, devoted to this studio. And so it definitely, you know, Kia is just a ball of energy and a ball of fun. And so it's just a total different vibe. And gosh, she's my best friend and we have fun every single day. So it's, you know, it's shifted for sure.
And I think as a mom of one of your students,
how
I think it's cool how each of you have poured something different into Lindley. And even yesterday she was getting this audition thing ready to send off and she had to, you know, list out all her instructors and her past, like, you know, and so just walking back through that, she was like, okay, wait, who all have I taken under, you know, and just being able to, like, each person and walking through that with her to see how each of you have poured something different into her. And so even in the midst of those times that just feel ugly and confusing and like,
for
God, what in the world are you doing? Like, He is still doing so.
For sure. You know, always. He's always, yes. He's right in the middle of our mess, you know? He's right in the middle of our mess, and we're never alone.
No.
So it's so humbling to think that we're worthy enough for that love, you know?
It really is.
For sure.
So in the middle of all, well, really the beginning of all this, you got married, and I didn't even talk much about your sweet Matt.
Yes.
But what a perfect partner for
Oh my goodness.
I know he's been such a huge part of this journey.
For sure.
Tell us a little bit about how you guys met, and then just how you, because I'll ask you several questions at once, and then you can just fill in the blanks. But
yes.
I watch you, now I'll say, before I say this statement, I know there's a disclaimer. Nobody does it perfect, and nobody has mastered the word balance, right?
Amen.
But I do see you balancing, like, very well, career plus raising two precious kids. And I see you, like, you're not missing a minute. Like, you love being a mom. I mean, it's obvious to anyone. You love it.
Wow, you're so sweet. I definitely am obsessed with those two little squirts. They, they're so fun. I met Matt when I was 19, and we had met at, honestly, a college just party that was connected with Quail Springs Baptist, and he was actually on a date with someone else, and or a first encounter. I guess they went and got dinner and then met us all at this party, and I was not even, like, I was just there to have fun. I was there, you know, with friends. And, yeah, I'll never forget meeting him. And we hit it off. And we were dating for about 3 years and then got married when I was 21. And then a few months later, in December, we got pregnant with Ellie. And then, you know, it's just kind of the timeline of all of that is just kind of crazy how it kind of feels
all
like the
fast.
First. Yeah, it just went really fast. But Matt is everything that I am not. That is the only way that I can, you know, really describe my sweet, sweet husband. He, you know, I think some people, like his family, when we say that he's like an Enneagram 9, they're like, what? No way. but he does have a wing 8. And so I think his 8 comes out, you know, a lot. But I get to see his 9.
Mm-hmm. Peacemaker.
A lot of his 9 in my life. He definitely is. He is the sounding board of a lot of my decision making. I'm very like fire, let's do this. And he helps me to navigate decisions and really brings that peace that I need in my life. And so God definitely knew what he was doing, putting us together. And yeah, I think that, you know, marriage and being an entrepreneur and a small business woman, it you know, there's aspects of it that do feel isolating because there's always something. Like, there's always something to be done. There's, you know, there's never really an end. And so my biggest encouragement to anyone that I, you know that owns a small business or is starting, you know, time management. Time management is my biggest thing. You know, my husband is obviously, Matt is my number one. I can't vouch that we've always gotten it right with spending that undivided attention and the date nights and everything, but over the years we've gotten better at it, which I'm super thankful for. Obviously my kids are number two, and as you know, I am obsessed with them. Yes, I am. They have their moments, but yes, I am obsessed. I love being a mom. They bring so much joy in life to me, balance me out. And then obviously, you know, my passions and my calling, which is the studio. And so yeah, I do wear several different hats, but, you know, at the end of the day, I just can't help but reflect and be so thankful that this is the life I get to live, you know, the life lessons that come with it, for sure.
I think that's so encouraging to any of us, but especially women who are doing an outside job plus being at home and being married. And,
well, especially,
you know,
right now.
Like, on a typical day, how do you work to find a little bit of margin to do that? Because I know when you have my husband's a small business owner as well, the brain is always going on the business. But then when you're at home, you know, you have that choice to choose it off and focus on your people.
Yes.
Or, you know, so how do you, like, just
a
typical day, what does that look
like?
It's
funny. I had a girlfriend ask, she was just kind of struggling how to fit some stuff in. And she was like, Lauren Elaine, like, what does your day look like? Like, do you ever sit? I'm like, no, that's just how I'm wired.
Yeah.
But, anyways, the night before my day, I'm not a planner where I sit down and calendar it all out, because my day just kind of shifts with how things flow and how my body feels, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've realized that there are aspects of my life that are stressful. And mm-hmm. so some days may be more stressful than others. And so trying to navigate, okay, what can I mentally, handle today? So I am not a morning person. So if my kids go to school 2 days a week and then I'm home with them on the other three, I do get up to help them get ready for school. It's not my favorite day, but, I wake up, get my coffee, refresh a little bit. I'm reading the Bible, the year round Bible this year. And so I start with a few of those verses and just kind of get my head in the right space. And typically I like to do a spin class or a yoga class to just get my body going. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of person that kind of needs to get that energy out and get motivated. And so I typically we'll do some type of workout, and then if the kids are home, then I'll do, we'll do our home day. Mm-hmm. Or if they're at school, I am most likely doing a lot of administrative stuff.
Yeah.
And then I spend the majority of my day, honestly, really navigating the administrative mm-hmm. stuff of the business. Like mm-hmm. right now, instead of responding to emails and getting schedules ready for the next thing or the recital mm-hmm. we're doing in June, I'm doing choreography, Yeah. So when I say there really is honestly always something to be done, it is a true statement. Mm-hmm. I feel like Kia and I's phone log would be 24 hours. it's just insane. And so my time with Matt in the evenings, I really try to protect. Mm-hmm. It has taken me, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but it has taken me probably 5 years to figure out. Owning the business for 10, it is literally probably taken me 5 years to figure that aspect out of what is missing. When I'm home, it's very easy in the evenings to unwind and just plant, my head into the phone and respond to all the emails. And I've just realized that, man, where's my time mm-hmm. with Matt? It doesn't really exist. And so our marriage is just better when we get to connect at the evenings. And so that's kind of honestly what my day looks like. Mm-hmm. Kind of busy. And
it's that intention, though. I mean, that's for what I'm sure. hearing is like the things that you know that you need are mm-hmm. time in the Word with the
for
Lord.
For sure.
Time to exercise, because that's a value mm-hmm. to you. You've mm-hmm. got to run your business. Your mm-hmm. kids are important and your husband is important. So you kind of set those big things in your day and then everything else around it.
Yes, for sure.
And I've noticed, just because Lindley is one of your assistants, and so we kind of plan our schedule around teaching and stuff.
Yes.
But I've noticed you intentionally quit teaching in the evenings a few years ago. And I think that was really...
For sure.
I mean, I think that's just for you hearing how busy your days are, that just seems like a must to
for
have
sure.
that family time.
For you sure. Know? You know, as I was listing my importance, it is important to me that I get to have dinner with my kids.
Yeah.
That is, especially when they go to school full time next year, mm-hmm. dinners are huge for us. And just that family time, not necessarily eating, but just that family time to kind of regroup. And when Ellie and Noah, I think when Noah was 2 is when it really hit me hard that I was like, I do not want to be at the studio till 9 o'clock and daddy be putting you down for bed. Like, I want that special time to pray over you and to get you to sleep. And so, thankfully, I mean, my goodness, I've got an amazing staff that allows me to do that, be a mom and continue living my passion out. So for sure.
Well, I definitely, like I said, nobody's doing it perfectly, but just as an older woman life, I want to encourage you with that.
You're sweet, Heather.
Really well. It's the truth. I definitely see you making every effort that you can to be intentional in those things that are important. I'm guessing it's just because, you grew up in a large family where relationships are so important.
Yes.
And you're also as the oldest, you watched these littles grow up. So you kind of, I feel like my sister was this same way because she's quite a bit younger than me.
Yes.
She said she kind of felt like she got I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she's told me this before. She almost got a precursor to motherhood watching me. So she felt
for sure.
She kind of knew what was coming.
For sure.
In a good way.
Yes.
So I think I see in you I think a lot of times moms don't know, like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize it was going to go so fast. I didn't realize, mm-hmm. you know, how important these things are. But I feel like you kind of lived that,
yes.
you know, helping raise your little siblings.
And for so sure.
It just seems to me that you've been very intentional from
the
beginning.
You know, I feel like with Ellie and, yeah, but you're right. I mean, I grew up in a home where my parents were incredibly intentional, mm-hmm. incredibly intentional. And I wanted that for my own kids for sure. And you know, I think that it's a choice.
Yeah,
it is definitely a daily choice. I mean, I get tired, guys.
Yeah,
like it's not like I, you know, am the perfect mom every day, but I just, you know, try to have that time that I can. One other thing that I did not mention that, is super important for Matt and I is, and for me to, you know, I have a very energy driven job. And so, you know, the word rest doesn't really exist. And so one thing that is just so amazing that Matt always does, just he knows when I'm like hitting my wall, and we just get away for a few days, and then that re-energizes me and I'm ready to come back. And so I think those times, if you can afford it, if you can allow it with your time, getting away to regroup is something I'm all about.
I've noticed that too. You guys are really good about that.
Yeah.
And even like camping, you guys camped a few times last year, and I'm not stalking you, but you know, it's on Instagram. But you got your fun Jeep.
I did.
You had to test her out and go camping.
Yes.
And I mean, that's super cheap. Like that's
for sure.
Garrick and I have always been that time away.
Yeah.
And we always say like annually abandon, like at least once, like annually.
For
sure. Everything.
Have to.
And obviously if you can afford, if it's a big anniversary year, it's 10 or 20 or something, and you want to save all year and do a week long somewhere,
for
awesome.
Sure.
But if not, like a weekend, two nights
for
away.
For sure. Yeah, that's something that honestly, too, just speaking on marriage, we, from the year one, we budget it. It's in our budget, and it is our anniversary is a trip that we take every year, and we do not mess with that. That is something that Matt and I just are so, we are an advocate for it.
Yeah.
We see the benefit and keeping that love and that fire alive, the
it
connection.
It reminds you how you started.
For
you know,
sure. Oh, it's the best.
And you've got to put your phone away. I'm
yes.
sure you do. You've got, you know, it's the whole,
yes.
but it's just like having
such
fun.
Such sweet times, sweet memories. I mean, him and I can just go back to what year we did certain, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just, it's amazing. Those adventures are amazing for
they
sure.
They really are. And they will. They'll kind of like mark, you know,
oh,
your,
my gosh.
As you look back, they'll mark your journey.
For
you
sure.
Know? I remember when our anniversary is December. And so sometimes it's hard to get away right around Christmas. So Maddie was due January 2nd.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that year I was very pregnant.
Yes.
And we did not have any money.
Yes.
So we found like this coupon. It was like $75 for the Sheraton or the Marriott, downtown Oklahoma City.
Love
but it.
It
seemed like
staycation.
Yes.
Why not?
Such a big deal, you know, and it was still like expensive for us, but
so fun.
We did that. And
I
have
love
pictures
it.
Of, you know, Maddie right
yes.
about to come out.
Isn't so that so
just,
fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. So
yeah.
it's like you just do what works for the season.
For sure.
But I do love how you intentionally plan those times.
Yeah.
And even like with your kids, you were saying about like tucking them in and praying with them. And I like had this memory in my head because we all know like whatever your day looks like as a mom or a woman, you know, the end of your day, you are exhausted. Like it doesn't matter what
so
you've done,
pooped.
You know?
Yes.
But I remember that Garrick and I would trade off nights to do the good nights.
Yeah.
They called in and they'd say, who's doing our good nights?
Yeah.
And
so sweet.
And sometimes I'd literally be like, I do not want to walk up those stairs. I am so tired.
So exhausted.
But on this side of it, and we still pray with all of them.
Oh,
sometimes
for sure.
they'll text, they're teenagers now, so they go to bed super late.
Yes.
So sometimes they'll text about like, who's doing our good nights? So I'm like, it's so sweet, but it's different. They don't want a song. They don't want us to tickle their back,
it's
of
crazy.
Course. So like, it's just, you're so glad looking back that you did it because one day they just suddenly
for
don't want.
Sure.
I'll never forget when my youngest one night, I said, which song do you want? And he goes, it's okay. You don't have to do a song tonight. And I almost lost it
oh
right there.
Oh my gosh,
I
would
like,
have.
Well, what if I do it anyway?
What if I need
what
the song?
What if I go ahead and sing? And then my little nephew Camden was spending the
so
night
sweet.
Like a few months ago.
Yes.
And he and Beau were sharing a room. And so I was tickling Camden's back because he let they. So I had done their prayers, and then I said, "Camden, do you want a song?" And he said, "Yes." I did like four songs. And finally, Beau was like, "Are you gonna do more?" And I was like, "I'm just having to get it all out."
You need it all out. No, my son Noah is my snuggle bug, and man, if Noah could have it his way, I would be
sleeping with him all night.
I'm so not sweet. Like,
yes. Oh, he's, yeah, boys are fun.
They are. Boys I was are not fun. Expecting that.
Yeah.
I was thinking
me either.
I was cut out to be a girl mom, but.
For sure.
And it's been great too.
Oh my gosh. It's a love.
By how fun the boy is.
You cannot explain that love for sure.
So sweet.
For sure. So,
well, I know as we kind of start to wrap up our time yes. together, I'd love to hear from you because on this podcast, we love to talk about how God just interrupts our everyday life.
Yes.
And he leads and he guides yes. us. Sometimes it's very dramatic. Like you already mentioned an example. Sometimes it's yes. just that gut punch out of the blue and you're like,
whoa,
okay, what's coming?
Yeah, other times, for sure.
It's just a kind of a gentle nudge. But you've talked about with me before, you call him God winks and
yes.
he'll just show up in your day. And I'd love to hear how you hear him, what that looks like. You could even yes. give a couple of examples, but I know yeah. you are a discerning person. And I think as believers, the longer we know God and we get used to listening to that, mm-hmm. that still small voice, the easier it is. Cause
for
I think
sure.
he's always talking to
oh,
us.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. So. Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I think that, vice versa, you know, I tried to look for ways that obviously that, you know, I can be a light as being a believer, but I'm also seeking the light, mm-hmm. you know, I'm seeking where God's speaking throughout my day. Some days are more distracting than others, but a most recent one that I can think of, it could easily be like a client having a conversation with me and giving me an encouraging word, and they have no idea what my day had been like, or a horrific email I just received from a client
yeah.
that like gives you, you know, the, you know, a boost of confidence and like, okay, God, you know, I am on the right track.
Yeah.
Those happen more than you could ever imagine. Mm. So yes, if you're a client of mine, any encouragement, I am always for. But the most recent one that is huge, which this is exciting, Heather, you kind of already know, your daughter doesn't know, but you know, some exciting things that are happening with the studio. But, back in January, Body Mind Yoga was actually planning on moving and I was going to take over the current space. And it's our 10-year, you know, season 10, mm-hmm. our big 10, and I'm getting ready for our end year production. And in January, I, had a meeting with the owner, my business partner, Abby, and she just was like, Ellie, like, I just don't know if we're going to be able to move. And mm-hmm. I'm looking at her like, oh my goodness. Okay. Well, we have to do something. We're both growing.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, we are actually in the middle of a build out and we are going to have our own space. That's just going to be ours. And, we're planning on having a grand opening of the new space, in June. And I can't help but look at that as a huge God wink. Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, like my 10-year anniversary and mm-hmm. Jesus is like, Lauren Elaine, you've got this. Kia, you've got this. You go have it. Fun on your own, you know? Mm-hmm. And so,
cool.
Yeah, it's just moments like that where you're like, gosh, God's hand in providing mm-hmm. and, you know, encouraging you with the callings and the passions that yeah. he has. And so.
So those open doors, you know?
Oh, those open doors,
yeah,
right?
Just,
all those open doors. It could have been season 11. It could have been season 13. It could have been season 17, but God chose season 10.
Yeah.
And 10 is a big milestone, and I just can't help but look up at heaven and be like, oh, my goodness, you would. You would.
And then you'll have your 10th anniversary, wedding anniversary.
I know.
Or no, your 9th, I guess,
yeah,
July, ninth,
yeah,
and then your
next
10th,
year.
Next
which
year
I'm,
when you're right in the middle
for
of your
sure, yes.
new space.
I can't wait.
So many fun
I'm
things.
I'm so excited for our brood division. They deserve it. They've, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of these kids have just walked with me alongside my journey through all the different seasons, and I'm almost more excited for them than myself.
Well, so. I've held it in. I've like I haven't almost slipped, but there's been a couple
oh,
times
I've almost
in
slipped.
The car that I'm like
yeah,
wanting to drive down and look at where it
oh
is.
Oh my gosh,
but
it's
then
so
I can't
amazing.
Say anything
yes.
to Emily, so I'm like
it's gonna
I
be
cannot
amazing.
Wait till you
I can't
tell
wait
them.
For her to teach in there. She's gonna love the new space.
Oh, yeah, so fun.
It's gonna be so fun. It's gonna be exciting.
Well,
so yeah,
this has just been amazing. I mean, looking back and thinking in your 31 years of life,
yes.
like you have been able to do so much and you've given the glory to the Lord today. We know that this isn't, I mean, it is your natural abilities combined with
for sure.
the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, because he made you as
for
a woman
sure.
who can do these things and handle
you're
these
sweet.
Things.
Yes.
But then he has brought your sweet Matt, the perfect
oh,
man
yes.
that you needed to be your partner in this.
Yes.
And then he's brought... he's just opened doors.
Opened so many doors.
So I celebrate
well,
that with
thank
you.
Thank you, Heather. You and Garrick, your family have been a founding client, family of ours, and I cannot tell you, supported me all the way through, and through hard and victory and hard moments. And I just thank you guys for always linking arms with me and encouraging me on what's next.
Oh, well, it's been an honor. It's been so fun to be a part of your journey. I just love cheering from the side, and we get the benefit of you pouring into Lindley. I mean, I love that you've given her opportunities to teach.
I call her my little guinea pig. I'm like, oh my gosh.
We'll try this on her.
Yes.
Sometimes she's like, I feel like I'm the same person as Miss Ellie. She likes teaching.
I love her. She's the best.
So I just, as a mom, appreciate you believing in her and trusting her to do the things you have. So
for sure. Thanks, Heather, really for having me on.
Of course. Well, as we wrap up, because it's the Uniquely Beautiful Stories podcast, I'd love to hear just what are a couple things that are making your life beautiful today, even?
Yes, for sure. Well, I'm actually in the middle of getting my yoga certification. So I'm really excited about that. Going to be able to kind of venture into that. You know, I specialize in kids. And so I teach 3 to 5 and then I hire everything else out. And so I'm kind of excited to be able to pour into moms and women with yoga and then some adult, you know, ballet classes.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to start like an adult department. And so I'm super excited about it. Yeah. So that's something that Kia and I are definitely, we're looking forward to adding that to the studio.
That's really fun.
It makes me excited for sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Well, yeah. I don't know how good I would be at adult ballet, but I could definitely get down with doing a yoga class with you.
Come on. I would love it. Fun. I would love it.
Well, thank you again for giving your time today.
Thank you so much.
I've loved being with you. And listeners, I hope that you were encouraged as you heard Lauren Elaine's story and just the way that the Lord has been so clear and just been so near to her through her journey. I think that all of us can identify with just that sometimes our victories and our good is coming right at the same time as some personal difficult things, but that God's right there in the midst of all of it. I hope you're able to look back on your stories and like hers, get a little bit of perspective and see, oh wow, when this hard thing was going on, God was also doing something big to take me to the next place. And through it all, I hope that you will go out and fully live your own